This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, in just over half an hour, the government will hit send on its hiring and unemployment reports for July. The consensus of forecasters is that a lot of people were hired last month, perhaps 900,000 more people, although a private sector count of payrolls earlier this week injected a note of caution. Still, employers continue to report having trouble finding people to hire, and some would turn to temporary workers if they could find temps. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
There are millions of open permanent jobs out there, some with signing bonuses. So what's not to love? Richard Walquist is president of the American Staffing Association.
It's kind of like getting married with less than a full date.
Temping is more like job Tinder. See if you're a match, maybe stick around if you hit things off. Also,
yeah, the wages are up around 5% this year.
Greg Palmer heads up a temp industry consulting firm. That's overall. He says healthcare and IT workers are making a lot more. Administrative assistants and receptionists, not so much.
The pandemic's created that environment where those jobs are just never going to come back.
So many temp agencies are beefing up training programs.
In welding, forklift, things that temporaries may not have had access to in the past.
That's Amy Glazer with temp agency The Adecco Group. She says the temp business itself is getting better, too. Fewer temps are ghosting their employers. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.